Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There's a lot going on today. It's the end of a church year. It's just before the Thanksgiving holiday. We have a congregational meeting in a few minutes. We've got a brunch that we get to get to. And we are here with our sisters and brothers giving thanks and praise to God for the many blessings that come to each of us and all of us. There's a lot going on. Today we celebrate Christ as our King. And this date in the church year was instituted only after the First World War. As the world was being thrown into upheaval, attempting to recover from the ravages of near global conflict, it was thought to be better for the church to remember and to celebrate the kingship of Christ, a rule that is utterly unlike any kingship found any place on earth. And so today, we recall Jesus as King and also as Messiah and chosen. In Colossians, we read that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, into whose kingdom we have been transferred. It is through Jesus that all things in heaven and on earth were created. In Jesus, in Christ our King, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. And through him, God was pleased to reconcile to himself all things. This is the one we celebrate today. The one who rules in our hearts. The one who brings God's love and presence to us in the flesh. This is Christ our King, and his kingdom and rule, his coronation are unlike anything we find anywhere else. And it all begins with his coronation as Christ our King. We actually heard the story of that coronation in today's gospel reading. That coronation doesn't happen in a throne room, in a castle. It's not a chapel in an abbey someplace, or a portico in the temple. The coronation of Christ our King happens on the cross. As Jesus is lifted up in suffering, drawing all people to himself by love and service. Jesus doesn't become our King, rallying and leading an army in revolution or in conquest. Jesus becomes our King by being willing to die for us, to die because of us, by being willing to die on account of us. And that is the image of God and God's love that Jesus brings to all. Jesus shows the unconditional love of God as he makes his coronation speech. Father, forgive them. See, looking out on his kingdom from his perch on the cross, looking out on his kingdom which was filled with sinners and losers, with the violent, the smug, the confused, and desperate, Jesus doesn't rain down fiery rhetoric. He doesn't spout threats or curses. Instead, Jesus loves them all and forgives them all, even us. This is the image and the plan for the future that Jesus provides us. Forgiveness, which then leads us to hope. This is Christ our King. And this is the image of God that we've waited for, even though we find it hard to believe that it is real. We find that hard because we still want to help. We still want Jesus to do something flashy and cool. Look at the number of people there in our story today who were daring Jesus to save himself. They wanted to see a real miracle. They wanted to see and be part of some kind of spectacle. The same is true for us today, though, when we want to help Jesus, when we want to have something to do with our own salvation. But truth be told, Jesus never came to save himself. Jesus came to save us from ourselves. Jesus came to save us from the temptations that face us every single day. Jesus came to say to us what he said to that thief who asked to be remembered. Jesus says, today you will be with me in paradise. Today Jesus walks with us. Today Jesus forgives us. And that is the real miracle. Today Jesus blesses us with love. So we give thanks. It's the least we can do. We give thanks for the love of God that Jesus so wonderfully bestows on all of us. We give thanks for the salvation that frees us. We give thanks for the redemption that frees us. We give thanks for this freedom our King provides us, a freedom from and a freedom for, in Jesus. In the love of God, in Jesus our Lord, we are freed from our guilt and our shame. We are freed from the prison of our own selfish desires and self-centered attitudes. We are freed from our greed, our violence, our fear. And then we are freed for the sake of loving our neighbors. We are freed for caring and helping, for sharing and shining the light of God, shining the light of God's love into the dark places we find in this world. And so we follow Christ our King, not into victory as the world sees it, but rather into lives of gratitude and service, where the people around us are real human beings. They are sisters and brothers loved by the same God who forgives us all every day. Jesus didn't come to save himself. He came to save all of us. Jesus doesn't then send us into the world so that we can save ourselves. We are sent into the world to bring the love of God to people who need it right now, today. Christ is our King. Our ruler was enthroned on a cross, giving his life for the likes of us. Let us now follow our King, our Lord, our Savior, our brother and friend, and let us make God's vision for a world filled with love into our daily mission. Amen.